My first poem is Cleaning Out Her Closet. Everything red strutted out last year, sweatshirts and tees, a blouse and a coat, cheerful and bright to grace your new home. Found a room with dresser and bed, a hall filled with wheelchairs, dinner time shared with a bib. Now they've shouldered and lapped months of mealtime debris, dribbles of orange juice, crumbs, ketchup, and noodles. Not what they expected. Still, they're lovely sometimes when the sun breaks through. Today, the greens and blues shake off their dust, peek out the door, eagerly whisper, a movie, a trip, even housework or church. Find empty boxes and bags. In a long, crumpled line, they slouch out. Royal blue blouse remembers Britain, wind on the channel, and rye. Jeans leak sand they've been hoarding in cuffs. A pocket still sags with a lumpy brown agate. Turquoise sweatshirt, stained carrot stains gone. Flashes, blessed to be Nana, then shrugs. They fold their arms or bend a knee, fall in, and as the darkness closes, murmur, they'd love to hug someone again someday. On a bit lighter note, I scar, therefore I am. When I was 3, Mom warned me not to walk the porch rail. At 3 plus a heartbeat, she patched the gash in my knee. At 9, I raced my cousin underneath a bridge. Bob ducked low. I dashed on, oblivious. Aunt Ruth sewed up my head. At 68, I've changed my skin 9 times. The rest of me as well. I seem to be a funnel the universe flows through. 14-billion-year-old hydrogen, iron from some stellar explosion, carbon dioxide Descartes once exhaled. Atoms tumble down my throat, march to their positions, do their duties till, dismissed, they troop back out. I weave proteins as I slumber, unravel them all day. I'm the house on the corner lot, built, torn down, rebuilt. My address, at least, remains. Though memory fabricates and fades, I'm certain I'm still me, for carved into a knobby knee, inscribed on my bald head, are lessons I learned from mother and a bridge. And finally, one that appeared in the Post-Gazette sometime during the summer when the insects were out and everybody seemed to appreciate it. It's called Invasion of the Stink Bugs. Little brown tanks scuttle up the walls. A muster of fingernail jeeps, antenna waving, is bivouacked on the windowsill. The brown berets clamber down the curtains. It's war, says my neighbor. She flushes them down the commode, stomps them and sprays. But I can't. I'd rather wrap each soldier in tissue, escort it out the door. But as I'm ferrying one poor thing, another flies in my ear. So I leave them to Mimi, my cat. Once she ate one, frothed and gagged. Now she tucks them under the rug, practices pouncing when they wrinkle. Flips them onto their backs to watch the flailing feet. Pokes and nips till their legs fall off. She finds them amusing. Next, Pam O'Brien.